Good morning. This is Pastor Olana. Welcome to our Palm Sunday service. This is an abbreviated 35-minute trial audio service. We are in a difficult time, but thanks to be God for the technology we have, which we can utilize to keep encouraging each other in Christ. You can listen to this service anytime throughout the day from your phone, as you did right now. We plan to utilize this for Easter Sunday if a stay-at-home order will be still in place. This service for this morning includes the opening hymnal, 441, Ride On, Ride On Majesty. And then the hymn of the day is 438, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth. And the closing hymn is 436, Go to Gethsemane, Confession, Sermon, and Closing Prayer. Today's sermon is based on the processional gospel reading from St. John chapter 12. Please keep this number, 631-866-9333. You can check again next week with the same number or for any other announcements. May the Lord bless every one of us. I invite you to imagine yourself being in a church and join me. So, beyond all the limitations, let us focus on the Lord and worship Him. I know this is the most difficult time for everyone, and there is a lot of things that we miss, especially coming together, the communion, and our fellowship. But I hope this would be over soon. But for this moment, let us fix our mind and heart on the promise of our Lord and worship and praise Him, even at this very difficult time, because there is nothing that limits Him. He will be wherever we are gathered by His name, even through this audio streaming. He is the Lord of all. Palm Sunday begins with unbearable joy as we recall how Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, while being acclaimed by the crowds with loud shouts of Hosanna and boisterous waving of palm branches. So today we begin with the songs of praise and waving palm branches as we hail Jesus as one worthy of all glory, loud and honor. But then the solemnness of Holy Week also begins. With a time of silence, the service shifts our focus to Jesus' path to the cross. As foretold by the prophets long ago, Jesus was stricken and afflicted, beaten and spied upon, crucified, and He died. He did this out of divine love for all humanity, taking on Himself the sins of all people for our forgiveness. Today's worship reflects the patterns of our lives. At times we experience unbridable joy and celebration, and then sometimes, in the next moment, we experience heartbreaking sufferings. Jesus is there with us in the joyful celebrations and the heartbreaking and suffering. He also can transform it all into deeper love for God and neighbor. The hour of Jesus' days on the cross is the hour of our life and salvation.
Yeah.
join me for the confession of our sin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sin to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake forgives all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestow on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring to completion in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you send your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer days upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. I invite you to hear when the Gospel of St. John chapter 12 is being read.
John 12. 6 days before the Passover, the next day the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while Anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said, it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up, we have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever, so how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light. When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet, Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they could not believe, because as Isaiah says elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than praise from God. Then Jesus cried out, whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. If anyone hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge that person, for I did not come to judge the world but to save the world. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. The very words I have spoken will condemn them at the last day. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say.
My sermon for this morning is based on John chapter 12, verse 20 through 43. And the title is, In the midst of all uncertainties, we can still joyfully hold on to Christ's promises. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, for this opportunity, for your providence and care. At this time, we ask your blessings and guidance through this reading. Open our heart and minds through your Holy Spirit and enlighten us so that we can hold to your promises as we go through these days. We pray this in the name of our Lord and your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The darkness metaphor Jesus used in our Palm Sunday Gospel reading from St. John, especially verse 35, which says, The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going, alludes to our current situation. Our current situation feels like walking in the darkness, isn't it? A few weeks ago, things were pretty normal. Now we don't even know where we are heading. Our situation reminds me of a winter tropical night, where nighttime often is so dark that you can't see anything beyond 5 feet. If you are in the field by chance, getting back home at nighttime is exceptionally challenging because of the dense winter cloud and green vegetation that covers the land. The darkness is overwhelming and you can hardly see through, especially in small rural roads. Commonly, there are no enough artificial lights in rural places that help the sight, like in our Western world, like for example, like here in Austin. I remember this as a child, how getting home at nighttime from my friend's home was very troubling and difficult, and even scary sometimes. You have no idea what is in front of you within a few feet, and the feeling is chilling. Our current situation feels precisely the same, walking in the darkness. COVID-19 has placed all of us in unknown and uncertain moments. The news about the pandemic is shifting every day, and no one of us sure knows where we are heading at this time. What you used to take for granted just a few weeks ago has become a precious gold and made us realize how our earthly life is fragile. This pandemic has impacted every part of our life, altered our usual way of living, and has left us in the darkness. So we hope it would be over in a few weeks, and we aspire that we will get back to our life. We really don't know for sure when exactly and how. This may sound pessimistic, but to be honest, how much of this life can we certainly know and predict the future? We imagine we know, but the reality is much different. When we get back to our text, we observe the crowds on the triumphal entry of Jesus to Jerusalem to be in the same situation. When they got the word that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took the branch of palm trees, hailed Jesus as the coming of the Davidic king, and had gone out to meet him, singing Hosanna, the song often sung by the temple choir at major Jewish festivals. They went out with a high expectation because he had raised Lazarus from dead. But the interesting is, however, they didn't experience the reason for Jesus coming to the city. They had no idea what was unfolding. Even his own disciples didn't see why the crowd sang Hosanna and never foresaw what was to occur in a few days. As Jesus continues his journey to the cross through the days, no one really knew what was coming next until the day of his resurrection. They were all in the dark until the light of resurrected Christ broke into their world and reveal to them God's love and His plan of salvation in Christ, freeing them from spiritual ignorance and life of walking in the darkness. It was only in the light of Easter did they understand why Jesus is and what it means to follow Him. It was after this revelation that they faced all trials of this fallen world with spiritual courage and trust in God. Like the crowds and disciples at the beginning of Holy Week, we too hardly know what is coming next. We can rationalize and may anticipate a better future, but we cannot be certain. Yet as an adherent of Christ, we know one thing for certain, on which we can fully rely. That is the promise of God in Christ that we are in the care of the everlasting, gracious, and loving hands of God in Christ. We know that Christ, after overcoming sin and death, have been lifted up, and He is in the process of drawing all people to Himself. That is why we continue to gather in His name, even at this time, in a distance, to celebrate such things as Palm Sunday, persist in worship and praising the Lord. We are witness of His glorification through His suffering, death, and victory over death and sin. We certainly know that our God-given faith, despite our lack of sight, has made us sons and daughters of light. Hence, we walk our heads up in the light of His word during this decimal time. We'll all identify with the disciples who were in the dark all week long after Palm Sunday. The disciples did not understand the resurrection coming, and as a result, they spent much of their weeks in fear and disarray. Right now, we are enduring through the same experience of eternity, fear and disarray, confusion. Thus, while you stay at home and practice the social distancing regulations, if you feel anxious and distressed, don't blame yourself. You are definitely not alone in this predicament. But we also know that fear, days, and uncertainty are not the last word from God or our destiny, but life and resurrection. We are assured of love of God, which was demonstrated in the cross and passion of His Son, that we have a true Helper and Savior at our side. The Lord who bore our sin and died our days, whom God has exalted, also has exalted us in His resurrection. He has empowered us to face whatever comes in our way with hope and courage. Our Lord did not hide His face and suffering imposed on Him, but He trusted His God and Father, who raised Him from the dead and exalted Him to His right hand. We too can trust our God, walk in the light of His word, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who dwells in us, to give us life and hope beyond the present reality. We sure are in tough times. It's easy to feel like the burden of the entire world is on our shoulders. But in the midst of all the uncertainties, we can still joyfully hold on to Christ, our Lord and Savior, who knows our suffering, our bewilderment, but most of all, won over them for us and has made us sons and daughters of the light. He is still guiding the way, ever present with us through His Spirit, wherever we are, in quarantine or stay at home or any place else. He is faithfully present, coming to us through His word and the relationship we have with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. That is the most certain truth. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Merciful Father,
You know how difficult these days are for us. In your holy word, you have promised to hear those who cry unto you in the days of trouble. Listen to our cries for mercy and send us help from the sanctuary of your grace. Preserve us from bitterness of spirit and rescue us from every temptation to despair. Calm our frustration with the knowledge that our life is secure in your redeeming love. For we are baptized into the death and resurrection of your Son. Draw us out of self-centered worry, which stifles faith, and cause us to take comfort in the great and precious promise that you have made to us and all believers in the gospel. Sustain and strengthen us under every cross and affliction, that your grace might be made perfect in our weakness. Give us the confidence to pray without losing heart, and to trust in your mighty deliverance according to your good and gracious will. Father, into your hands we command ourselves. Hear our, for the sake of your Son, who alone is our brother and Savior. Amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let your eyes be fixed on Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Our service for this morning ends here. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Please keep this number, 631-866-9333. You can check again next week with the same number or for any other announcements. May the Lord bless every one of us.